Proclamation number 8856 of 20th of September, 1964. Meaning and danger of free will. All your soul substances had to go the way through the works of creation together again after endless long time, which are eternity terms for you, to the former original spirit, which had taken its start from me, which had turned away from me to the one, which had fallen away from me first and is now there for my opponent. The endless torment in the bound state has now come to an end when this original spirit passes over the earth as soul of a man. For the agonies, which he, as, still imperfect, has to go through, are to be called small in comparison to those in the time before, and he can now, with right use of his will, form the earth course very easily for himself and get rid of his last cover completely. But he is also in great danger to direct his will wrongly. And what this means cannot be described to you black enough, that you again pray for your one freedom, that you return there, from where my love and favor has helped you up. And yet this last test of will has to be put to you because it concerns your shaping of yourselves into a child of God, which until then had only been works of God. If you look at this great significance of your earthly life in such a way that it concerns the attainment of childship to God, if you will understand that only you can complete this work yourselves, that I can only provide you with an unmeasured measure of grace, that it is also very well possible to accomplish this work of transformation into a child of God, then you would do everything in your power to reach your aim. After all, it will then earn you a state of bliss which can no longer be surpassed. But this is to be achieved by your free will alone. And I will certainly convey the knowledge of this to you on the path of the Spirit, which is therefore also pure truth. But who accepts this knowledge? Who believes that it is truth? And still I cannot give you 100% proof of it, because I cannot force your will to it, because you just have to believe what you are told about it. But the love towards my children is so powerful, and it is prepared for every gift of favor, and this love includes all those men, who are likewise devoted to me in love and whom I therefore can also address without exercising a compulsion of will. But these find little hearing with their fellow human beings, who nevertheless all have the same task to change from creatures to children of God. And only a small flock will be able to enter the highest kingdom of light at the end of their life, as children of God, who are to take up the Father's inheritance. But my love helps again and again that also those can ascend to the height who have not reached the highest degree of soul maturity but still were willing to fulfill my will. But the majority of people in the last days inevitably go to the abyss again. And these I can no longer come to their aid because they are completely in the power of my adversary, because they were not able to detach themselves, although they were able to do so in earth lifetime. They had also reached a certain degree of maturity. Intellect and free will had been given to them and they could have used both to turn away from him. But their will was weakened, which only one could strengthen. Jesus Christ, to whom they should have taken refuge. And also this knowledge has been given to them, but their will did not accept it. And since neither from my side nor from my adversary's side coercion was done to their will, they had the decision in their own hands. And they decided for him. For them the whole earthly way of life was in vain. All agonies of pre-embodiment had been useless, and they have to cover the same course again until they are again admitted to embodiment as man. And no further favor can be given to them because the time is soon fulfilled. But whether the most powerful natural events will take place, whether men's attention will be drawn by unusual natural phenomena, nothing but only that touches them what is beneficial for their body. There is no longer any possibility to make the knowledge believable to them, which is supplied to them through my servants, whom I address directly. They do not want to believe, and it is this will for which they have to answer, which puts them again into the outer shell, which they strive for. For the time has approached where I must again establish divine order so that everything can continue the course of ascent development, so that everything is again banished into the form, which men themselves strive for through their desire. Amen.